Grace and mercy and peace be to you all from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text is the Gospel reading, the account of the baptism of our Lord. We hear these words once again. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. This is our text. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, I may have mentioned this some time ago, you might remember it, but some of you surely remember my father-in-law, Warren Peters. He spent some summers with us here, but now he is with his Lord Jesus in heaven. One of the things I remember about him is how, when my mother-in-law was still alive, Warren always took his place at drying the dishes. Fran would wash them, and Warren would dry them. No dishwashing machine in their house. They seemed to actually enjoy this time together, washing and drying the dishes. But washing dishes is really pretty gross when you think about it. Water starts off so clean, and the detergent creates pretty bubbles. And they smell good and glimmer with light. But one by one, the dishes dirty the water. They defile and desecrate what was good and beautiful. And then there is the sponge. Oh, the horror of the overripe dish sponge. The sponge soaks up and absorbs all the nasty, smelly, gross things. And if you don't throw it away in time, and no one ever does, the filth of its rank odor will attach itself to you, and you will need to scrub yourself raw to get it off. Now, with that picture in mind, let's consider John and Jesus and what it meant for the Lamb of God to wade into the filth of the Jordan River for us. John the Baptist was the voice of one crying in the wilderness. He cried out, "Prepare the way of the Lord." And he prepared the way of the Lord by proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, a sinner's baptism. Of course, in John's day and in the common Greek language, to baptize was simply meant to wash. It did not always have this technical meaning of a holy sacrament of God's grace. It was a type of bath. You would baptize or wash your hands before dinner. You would baptize or wash the dishes after dinner. And John was proclaiming a baptism, a washing for sinners, to wash away their sins, to repent. The call was to repent and to turn away from their transgressions, their sins. Repentance is a turning away from the bad and a turning toward the good. To symbolize this, John called people to wash away their old way of life and to wash away their sins. Then the wildest thing happened. And that is that people came, crowds and crowds of people. People from all walks of life came, people from different cities, from different religious beliefs, from different backgrounds and different problems and different hurts. They all came to John. They came out to the Jordan to be baptized by John to wash away their sins. They came because they were sinners. I know that's not a comfortable thing to say or to call people a sinner, but crowds of people came because they were sinners, and they knew it. Maybe they had known it for a long time. Maybe they did not know it until somebody called it out on them. Maybe they knew it because they just had this feeling that something wasn't right, some guilt, some shame. Crowds of people went to be baptized to have their real sins washed away. They had a problem, and John offered the solution. So they went to John, and he baptized them. He washed off their sins. He washed them into the water, into the Jordan River. And all the filth of their lives left them and went into the water. The greed, the lies, the theft, the hatred, the affairs, the disrespect, the neglect of worship, the abuse of God's name, the false worship of phony gods, all of it washed off of them into the water. And then when all the people were baptized, the white, spotless lamb walked into that same filthy brown water. You know what an ideal lamb looks like, white and fuzzy, woolly, pure and clean. When all the people were baptized, a brilliantly white, woolly lamb went into that filthy brown water, and like a fresh sponge right out of the package, he soaked it all up. The dirt stuck to the lamb. All the nasty, smelly, gross things that were sitting in the water were drawn to that pure Lamb of God. John the Baptist had cried out, "Behold, look, there he is, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." When all the people had been baptized, when all the people had washed the filth of their sins into the water, Jesus went into the water to draw their sins unto himself. He joined himself to us, to sinners, in baptism. In his baptism in the Jordan, Jesus joined himself to you and me and to all the things that we have done and do continually. All our sin, all our inappropriate thoughts, all of our misdeeds, our harsh words, Jesus, the Lamb of God, soaked them all up. Again, Jesus joined himself to us in baptism. For our sake, God made him to be sin who knew no sin. Here in the dirty waters of the Jordan River, Jesus begins his public ministry. And his mission to cleanse the world had publicly begun. And he is commissioned by the Father. The heavens open, the Holy Spirit in bodily form descends like a dove, and God the Father speaks, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Cannot be overstated how Jesus joined himself to us in his baptism. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, St. Paul writes, "For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." Jesus joined himself to us in his baptism, so that in our baptism we might be joined to him. He joined himself to us and all that we do, so that in baptism we might be joined to Jesus and all that he did, all that he accomplished. Jesus Christ willingly took upon himself the sins of the entire world. He became utterly sinful for our sake. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, whom he loved, with whom he is well pleased. And God's Son took on our sin, and he took on all the sin, all the whole world to the cross. Micah chapter 7, verse 19 describes what God did with all that sin. It says, "He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea." He cast all our sins, all your sins and mine, into the depths of the sea. He buried them. just as they buried Jesus' dead body. But 3 days later, Jesus rose from the dead, perfectly sinless. Those sins are gone. As far as the east is from the west, they are on the bottom of the ocean floor. Jesus joined himself to us in his baptism so that in our baptism we might be joined to Jesus. He joined himself to us and all that we do so that in our baptism we might be joined to Jesus and all that he did. All of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of God the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. My friends, through your baptism, that new life is yours. Through faith in Jesus, your sins have been permanently washed away, and not only yours, but the sins of the whole world. If you happen to see a fellow sinner this week, a fellow sinner in need of forgiveness, tell them where forgiveness is found. Tell them about the one who washed it all away by taking it on himself. Tell them about Jesus, the Lamb of God, the Son of God, through whom God says to each of us, "You are my child. With you I am well pleased." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.